Shoot, we'd bonded immediately. Not only were we both curvy brunettes, we shared a somewhat skewed sense of humor and general appreciation for sarcasm. And given how long and boring shoots can be, the woman was a godsend to work with. It was her recommendation that I look at the apartment that became my home. "You're not really going to be difficult about this, are you?" she asked, sitting opposite me with a cup of coffee in hand. "I deal enough with big famous babies thanks to my husband and twin daughters." "No," I sighed. "It's just so... Man, it makes me angry that someone gets to mess with my life like this. And I'm too tired to argue with you, especially when I know you're talking sense. How much sleep have you had in the last 48 hours?" I sighed. The detective questioned me until early in the morning. Then, when I finally got up to my apartment, I just kept staring at the bedroom ceiling trying to figure out who'd be deranged enough to do something like this. "It's probably not someone you know."
"Probably."
"They just think they have a relationship with you because they're crazy." I frowned. "I mean, an actual heart. It's so gross." "Agreed," she said. "At any rate, I already called Sam, and one of his people is on their way over, so suck it up." I gave her a small smile. "You know, I do appreciate your help." "I know. And if someone had sent me a stabbed awful, I'd be upset and angry and all cranky pants, too." "If this doesn't make me a vegetarian, I'll be heartily surprised. Get it?"
"Heartily."
Lena just gave me a look. "Bad joke, I know. It was good of your friend to find me someone so fast. Sam gets that the situation is urgent. He's one of the good ones. He'd have to be to put up with Martha. She's not exactly low maintenance." Her cell phone chimed. After reading a text message, she grinned and her fingers moved across the screen. "Jimmy wants to know what I'm wearing."
"What are you telling him?"
"A skimpy red silk nightie and a naughty smile." "You two are so happy and in love." I sighed. Jealousy was a bitch.
"I'm sick of you living your best life."
"Sorry, not. Makes me almost miss being in a relationship." "Ooh, I could set you up with someone. There's this guy—"
"No, thank you."
"Spoil sport? You ruin everything, dude."
"Awesome. Thanks for the feedback."
Lena snorted and I smiled. A little levity felt damn good. Then someone knocked at the door. Ever so slowly, I dragged my oily-haired, yoga-pants-wearing general mess of a self over to answer. A couple hours of shitty broken sleep and a stalker didn't bring out the best in me.
Who could have guessed?
I opened the door and stopped.
"Miss Cooper?"
he asked in a deep voice. I blinked. He waited.
"Say something."
Yes, hi, that's me." Over 6 foot worth of tall, dark, and devastatingly handsome stood before me. And while I was falling apart, he seemed so put together it hurt. My messy bun and spandex-clad ass were not anywhere up to dealing with this today. Whoever he was, he needed to leave and come back another time, preferably when I was rocking one of my best outfits and actually had a clue, or had at least had a shower. Deodorant could really only go so far.
"I'm Ziggy Thayer," he said. "Samuel Rhodes sent me over."
"He did?"
"Yes."
You're going to be my bodyguard?"
"Close protection officer, yes."
"Huh." He tipped his chin.
"Is there a problem, miss?"
Was there a problem? Hell yes. This was a fucking disaster. My brain refused to function. All synapses had stalled. I didn't know if it was the immaculate black suit, general air of badassery, or his stone-faced expression. But whatever it was, he needed to cease and desist with the hotness immediately. It's not like I wasn't used to being around beautiful people. It's part of my job, after all. And he wasn't even beautiful exactly. But for some reason, I couldn't stop staring. "May, you're being weird. Let him in," ordered Lena from the couch. As friends go, Lena and her bluntness occasionally sucked. This was clearly one of those occasions.
"Sorry."
I stepped back, heat creeping up my neck. "Please come in, Mr. Thayer."
"Ziggy will be fine," he said.
"Oh, then call me May." "He'll call you Miss Cooper," said Lena. "Don't fight it. We've all tried to train the formality out of him."